It is just great to be in church. Would you agree? I saw some of you walking in at the door, but you know, oh my gona machantas. It was like, especially those parents with the young kids, you know, they didn't sleep properly in the last 2 days, you know. I had a friend that always says he goes to work on Monday to go and rest at work, yeah, because he's just like, some of you come in like this, like, oh, you know, Lord, save me from my kids. But they're a blessing, amen. You must remind yourself of that. And, you know, I want to encourage us today, because it was like my little boy, he was, came to, woke up early in the morning, and then he came to sleep on our bed. And the curtains was like closed, and it was really dark, so I woke up early this morning and went to the study. And when I came back, and Louise and I, we were busy doing all this stuff. And so we came in, and so he woke up, but it was like still pitch dark in the room. And then it looked like he was, and then he lied like this with his hand on his chin, and he said, "Oh, the sun forgot to woke up this morning," because it's dark. There's no sun, so the sun forgot to work, you know, wake up. And so I was thinking, sometimes we feel like, oh, you know, the spirit of duvet is still all over me and all that stuff. But I want you to shake somebody next to you and say, "I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord." Shake somebody next to you and say, "It's lekker to be in church." That's actually what it means. Okay, cool. I want to talk a bit about a life of abundance and overcoming. And we're going to do it a bit different this morning, because sometimes we have like a topical sermon, and then I give you like 7 points, and we all give you like 7 points. This is the 7 steps, and we love our steps. But all that we're going to do this morning is we're going to just read scripture. And we're going to learn from somebody called Paul that was quite learned, and he knew lots of things. And he shared some wisdom with us and with the whole church. And I'm very excited about this. It's like these big words and all of this stuff. So I've read it like 30 times this week, and half of it I still don't understand. But I'm going to talk to you about those things that I do understand. And it's something that he grasped about the church, about relationship with God, what God has given us. And it's amazing when you begin to understand how God looks at us and how God sees you and I when we're sitting here. We always feel like, oh, I'm a bit of a loser. Oh, you know, I've all got all these things that needs to change in my life. And then you always feel like, you know, I am under construction when I come to church. God must fix all of these things. And once I'm fixed, then God is going to sort of use me. But I want us to turn to Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to read 12 verses. Are you ready? If you've got your Bible here, that is the best thing that you can bring to church. It is amazing. We have the scriptures up there for the visitors, but the Bible is like, it's your most valuable possession. It's amazing when we went to the church in China, the stories that they have, because especially when they were persecuted, they cannot have the Bible. They don't have a physical Bible, but what they do have is they've got people that learn a whole book, word for word. And then the guy would actually change his name, you know, especially in the rural areas. It was so amazing to come there. And then the guy would say, "I am Matthew." And they said, "Oh, okay." And then the guy comes, and the next guy came, and he said, "I am Luke." And I thought, "Oh, okay, these are like quite biblical names, you know." But they changed their names. It was an amazing experience, because they learn every word supernaturally by the Holy Spirit of the book of Matthew. Because they said, well, the people can destroy the physical book, but if the book is written on my heart, they must kill me. But I've got the word of God in me. So they start with, in the beginning, you know. And then they, from verse 1 in Matthew chapter 1 till, what, verse 28, chapter 28. They recite every word supernaturally. Then they just come up there and they just share the word of God with people. What an amazing thing. And we should never neglect the word of God. That is our source with the working of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Can somebody say amen? Now, Paul begins in verse 8. He says, "To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." Yeah, he begins in chapter 1 and 2, and he sort of shares this book with the church in Ephesus, and there were a couple of churches. But very simply, he says, he shares with them, the world is chaos. Basically, the book of Ephesians, he says, everything in the natural, everything you see, lawlessness around you, and lots of things are happening out there. And it's quite scary, you know. I drove through the campus here yesterday and with my bicycle, and I just get very emotional when I see how many young people waste their lives, you know, lying, even these girls lying there on the street corners, and, you know, and I'm just thinking, yeah, what on earth, you know. Just lawlessness, and everybody's like drinking, and then on the other side, all the Christians, they just run away. They're hiding somewhere because I'm not going to go to Fences because it's just like a drinking whatever. That's, you know, it's sort of almost like the church goes to the one side and the world is moving in this lawless one other side. Yeah, and Paul writes in the context of this, he writes to the people, and he says very simply, I've come to a revelation. That's what he says. He says, I am the least of all of the saints. He says, I've come to a place of humility because I realize that God has given me this amazing privilege to share with the world. He says, I have come to share something, but it's not like a little, oh, you know, I've got a little message and I'm going to try to persuade the world, or I'm going to, you know, the world is in a mess out there, he says. But then he says, I've come to a real, real place of humility that I see myself as the least of every saint, every Christian living. But one thing that I do is I don't take my greatness in my name or who I am or the church that I belong to. I derive my greatness from the message that I share. And he calls this a gift. He says it's like this little package here. It's like a gift when you get it on your birthday. He says, I've got a gift. And I've discovered something, and he calls it this beautiful name. He says, the unsearchable riches of Christ. That's the word that he uses, the New King James uses. The unsearchable riches of Christ. He says, when you start to search, it's almost unsearchable. It's like some translation says, the multicolored, multifaceted, multidimensional gift of Christ. So Paul says, when I come to people, I am very humble, but I've got a privilege. I've got something. I've got a gift that I can give every person. And it's unsearchable. It is like this amazing thing. It's like almost the cure to HIV. Yeah. Imagine you've got the cure to HIV,